Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Question Reality. My name is Priscilla Leona, and I'm host and producer of the show, and we're coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 11 years, we've been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice, and this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality and thinking about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you're just interested in tips on how to elevate your status. Now, guests on this show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, and we have working professionals. And that includes producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, actors, singers, comedians, writers, PR agents, publicists, screenwriters, script supervisors, stunt people, celebrity makeup artists, entertainment lawyers, and the list goes on and on. Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are three ways that you can listen to our past shows. Number one, go to the archive page of the latalkradio.com website. That's latalkradio.com website. You should be already on there if you're listening. And you want to search for Question Reality. That'll take you to the archive page. And then we have all of our shows from 2008 on. You can listen to at your convenience. And you can also download them, which is cool. If you were a past guest and you didn't download your show, you can download it. Number two, you can go to iTunes, the Google Play Store, Stitcher.com, and go to the podcast section, and you can listen to our shows there. And third, they have a free mobile app on the App Store, also on the Google Play Store. So there are the three ways. And finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on my show to promote yourself, your products, and just help listeners with career advice, we still got a couple of booking dates left this year. So please go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, not latalkradio.com. That's where the show airs. And latalkradio.com. Also, you can go there to get the free mobile app, which I completely forgot to tell you. But when you go to questionrealityradioshow.com, that's where you go to submit for guest interview consideration. And that would be the contact link. So just go there. And lastly, some very exciting news for our listeners. In October, I'll be announcing how you can listen to this show on an additional and new website. So please make sure that you tune in and also go to all of my social media sites too, because I'll be posting it there. And that is about it for the introduction of the show. We, as always, have a wonderful guest. He is a regular. I love this guy. His name is Brian T. Shirley. Brian T. Shirley, and he is a comedian, an actor, a host, an executive producer, and a bunch of other things that we may not know about, but those are the most important for this show. And let me just tell you a little bit. Go to his website first, BrianTShirley.com, and that's BrianTShirley.com. He's also on Twitter at Brian T. Shirley. Facebook, Brian T. Shirley 5, Instagram, Brian T. Shirley, and also his website, which is the online film festival, NSAEN. And is in Nancy, S is in Sam, A is in Apple, E is in Edward, and is in Nancy.com. And then make sure you hit that forward slash and put online film festival. A couple people told me that when they just go NSAN.com, they're not finding it. I have no idea, but a lot of people are like, no, you can't find it. I don't know why, but oh, also if they type all caps, they don't find it, which I don't know why they type all caps, but some people like to do that. But I have found that if you type everything in lowercase, that is apparently how you can get to it directly. So let me tell you a little bit about Brian. As a comedian, Brian has toured the United States, Canada, the Bahamas, and Japan for over 25 years. And this Saturday, it's very exciting for him, like super exciting. It was exciting for me to read it. So I would imagine for him to do it, it's going to be super exciting. Brian will be opening for MJ Live, the number one Michael Jackson impersonator in the United States. And he's going to be at the Savannah Civic Center, you know, in Savannah, Georgia, Savannah Civic Center. And if you want to buy tickets, the website is savannahcivic.com, savannahcivic.com. And I was so excited because I, of course, had to go to the website to copy the link. And when I go there, who pops up right in my face? It wasn't Brian. It was one of my favorite comedians of all time, who's going to be there, I think maybe 2 weeks after, Jerry Seinfeld. Yes, September 25th at 7 o'clock. And I'm like, wow, Brian's going to be on the 14th and then Jerry Seinfeld. My God, Brian has reached the pinnacles of success now. So I thought it was very exciting. So again, go to savannahcivic.com if you happen to be in Georgia or want to travel to Georgia. He is going to be there. So in other news, Brian wrote, directed, and played a supporting role in the short film entitled Dine with the Devil, and it's a finalist in the X World Short Film Festival, which will be screened. Are you ready for this? Again, Brian. Brian is just too, he's just living the life. He's living his best life right now. It's going to be screened in Rome, Italy, this December. My gosh, I don't know if he's going to go. I assume he is, because what opportunity. And then Brian can also be seen in the short film Wrong Guy, which is coming out in March 2020. And he appears in the feature film Mark of the Butterfly. I saw that film poster. Ooh, it was super scary. So I can't wait to find out what that's about. And I cannot believe it, but he is in a music video too. When I think music video, I just think Michael Jackson Thriller. I'm wondering what the heck he's doing in this music video. Or maybe he's like that girl that was on the top of the Camaro, that famous 1980s video. Who the heck was that girl in the white dress? Oh, I can't think now. But it was a rock video. Anyway, he's in this music video called Good Time from the band. And you're going to love this name, Ranky Tanky. I love that. Ranky Tanky. I don't even know. I got to find out what kind of band this is. And lastly, as executive producer of the NSAN Film Festival, Brian wanted filmmakers to know that they're currently, I believe they're currently accepting, gosh, now I don't know, because I had a conversation with them just seconds ago. But when I wrote this, I put currently accepting film and music video submissions with distribution deals as one of the winter perks. Now I think I better change that, or we'll let Brian tell you what's going on. I don't want to speak for him. So again, the website is NSAEN.com, Online Film Festival. And we are going to talk to Brian in a minute, but I have to tell you, oh my gosh, it's just a real quick advertisement. I wanted to tell everyone about a new ebook by my multi-talented, kind, sweet, lovely, and you talk about funny. This woman is extremely funny. I am not a hearty laugher. I'm maybe a giggler at the most. She may get a chuckle out of me, but I can't do hearty. I wish I was a hearty laugher, but let me tell you, this girl, Betty Jo Tucker, dear friend of mine, she's a writer, she's a poet, she's a film critic, and boy, is she super funny, and she gets a hearty laugh out of me for like a couple seconds. I can't give her more than that because it's not in me. But for her to be able to get that hearty laugh, you know she is funny. Absolutely, absolutely crave super funny people in my life. I cannot stand dull, boring, quiet people. Oh, no offense to quiet people. I know you're like the thinker, and but I just can't. I can't. I love people who are lively and full of life and funny, and this is what she is. And if you knew her, you would love her too. Well, you can kind of get to know her by reading her ebook, and it's called Cinema Stanzas 2. Poet Laureate of the Movies, and it's now available in Kindle format on Amazon.com. You gotta go there right after the show, Amazon.com. I mean, it's so funny. Let me tell you what it's about. It's about the movies. It's a sequel, actually, to her award-winning ebook, which was called Cinema Stanzas Rhyming About Movies. But this time, Betty Jo Tucker tells us how her wish to become the poet laureate of the movies originated. And the book kind of, it emerges as almost like an audition, if you will. And this second ebook, she has over 70 movie reviews, film poems that Betty Jo herself has written. And I think since the first book was published, as well as several of her other poems, she's been so pumped up to get that second book out. They all relate to cinema. She is a cinemaphile. I have never met anyone that loves the cinema or film as much as her. So she covers just various genres. There is no genre that Betty Jo Tucker does not like. She loves comedy. It's in there. Drama, fantasy, horror, action, sci-fi, musicals, mysteries, thrillers, and of course, romance. If you know Betty Jo Tucker and her husband, you know that romantic story that was made into a movie about them being married and then divorced and then married again. Oh, it's so lovely. Now, in this book, she covers some of the top movies, like some of the major motion pictures and Oscar winners, like The Shape of Water and Roma, which I can't believe that my husband and I still haven't seen, but we will. It's on my list. It also includes small independent films, which is unusual. So people are like, why don't people cover small independent films? Well, Betty Jo Tucker has it in there, and there's no movie she won't watch. So she's even got one short movie in there. She's got the feature independent films and then one short movie. So she threw in the short for sure. Now, the book is written as a resource for fans of movies and poetry because, again, she incorporates the two. So I beg you, go to Amazon.com and get this Kindle ebook. It's only $3.99. That is less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks, and it will last longer than a cup of coffee. Speaking of coffee, why don't you go to Starbucks, buy a cup of coffee, and then go buy Betty Jo Tucker's ebook and get ready to laugh until the coffee snorts out of your nose. Blast, do a blast. You know it's funny if you're snorting food products and liquid out of your nose. That's just my take on it. So there you go, BettyJoTucker.com. No, Betty Jo Tucker. Why do I want to add her .com after her name? I have no idea. Amazon.com. And again, the book is called Cinema Stanzas 2. Poet Laureate of the Movie. So there you go. I cannot wait. Now, and we are back to our guest who, by the way, welcome, Brian.
Hey.
You're probably asleep
by doing?
Now. Or did I put you to sleep?
Oh my gosh, it's late here.
I don't know anybody could fall asleep with me doing an intro. I'm just screaming right in your ear. You wouldn't be able to fall asleep. By the way, I was about to say, I know you know Betty Jo Tucker because I referred her to the NSAN Film Festival a couple years ago, and I think her film either won first place or was featured on the NSAN website. I can't remember, but have you read Betty Jo Tucker's ebook? And if so, can you give her a testimonial real quick?
Oh, I have to. It's incredible that this is happening. A segue into my interview, because she was kind enough to, I'd made a little rhyme up on one of the Facebook posts about her, and she said, "Can I put that on the book cover?" And I said, "Sure." So my name is on the book cover. Yeah.
Stop and it! Wow!
No,
she, isn't
yeah,
that something?
I couldn't believe it. And not only that,
a conduit to happiness, Brian. Am I
yes,
not?
You are.
Why am I not getting commissions is what I want to know. So anyway, what happened? Did you read it?
I just got it today.
Oh, okay.
I just got it. And I've looked through a little bit of it. And yeah, it's great. What she does is she does a review of the film and then a poem about it. So you kind of get to both worlds. You get the straight review, and then you get the poetic. The poetic thing is more of a description, or it kind of puts the film into a poem. It describes, you know, so it's not really a review as much as it just tells you what's going on in the movie, really, is what the poems do. Of course, I haven't read all of them, but
isn't that creative? I've never even heard of anyone doing that before, and she's really good at poems. She's so talented.
Yeah.
I mean, she writes great reviews. I don't know if you read her original book from years ago, but oh, it was so funny. And then
the Confessions of a Movie Addict.
Yes, did you read
that one?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's what got me hooked on Betty Jo Tucker. I said, that's it. She is in my life forever. I love my Betty Jo Tucker.
Yeah,
she's
more people need to know about her, definitely.
Oh,
and
yeah. Hopefully
I've actually got a couple of updates from the last time we talked, because
I wanted to ask you, I've got everything in chronological order from when we didn't cover last time, but first, let's talk real quick about, because we got so many exciting things happening with you to talk about, but first, let's talk about the NSAN Online Film Festival. And for those who you don't know, NSAN stands for No Strings Attached Entertainment News. Brian is the executive producer. After you were on the show last time, Brian, I got a couple emails from people who were asking me what does they hadn't heard of an executive producer of a film festival, so they were asking me what an executive producer of a film festival does. So I put that at the top of my interview questions to ask you this time, and we're going to answer that in a minute. But I wanted to congratulate everyone involved with NSAN, because you were on earlier in the year and we did this, but 2019 marks the third year for this young film festival, so yay. And I just wanted to tell you how much I really love being a judge for your festival, and I always promote it to all my filmmaker friends. And just as a reminder to everyone, because I get asked this a lot, I'm also a judge for Burbank International Film Festival. I do not personally judge any of the films that I refer and submit, because that's unethical. And if anyone knows me, you know how I go by the rules. I'm a little rule person, so I don't do anything immoral or unethical, even though I talk like I do. I don't, actually. I'm a stickler for that. So I know that you are very excited being part of NSAN, and can you answer that question for the people who had asked what an executive producer does for a film festival?
Sure. And it's just the film festival that I'm the executive producer of. As far as the magazine itself goes, I am just a content creator or contributor. You know, like I have a column called BTS Entertainment Corner, where I interview actors, directors, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, and I just want to make that distinction. And so that way, if they have questions about the magazine, I'm not really the guy to go to. But if they do go to NSAEN.com, they can get to the film festival on that page, on the homepage. If they just have to look around, because there's a banner that says, you know, No Strings Attached News Film Festival, submit here. So just so you know, even if they don't go to the slash and all that crap, it's still on the page.
People
they just have
can't
to look
find things unless it's flashing. I swear.
I know.
I own a
but
website.
It is there. It is business. There.
I know what you're talking about. And I know as a website designer, I make things as clear and succinct as possible. And it could, unless it's flashing, glowing, and has a like a klaxon, people cannot find it. Some people, I swear.
Right.
So anyway, what does an executive producer on the film festival do? What do you do, Brian? Or what does A?
Well, I started the film festival with Beatrice and Tamara. You know, I went took them the idea. I said, why don't we do it through the magazine? And that was because I had been to a few and there was no way for me to do one live. You know, I didn't have a place. Of course, I tour a lot. So it's incredible hard to do a film festival in a live spot for me. So that's why I thought an online film festival would be the way to go. Although we've done it where we still screen some stuff in Savannah Comedy Review. And we'll probably screen some stuff at some shows, stand-up shows. But so that's what I did to start. The executive producer, I kind of put it together. Then I kind of worked on the structure of it. And then when we brought the board members on, you know, I brought some. And then Beatrice brought some folks in. And so what I really do is I just kind of try to keep it going, try to keep the momentum, try to keep the structure, and then work on the structure too. Like we added, like you said, we added music videos this year. So that was something that an idea that I popped out to the board, you know, about last year at some point or early this year.
Oh, that was your brainchild. Well, you know, that is, you are a brilliant man. And for you to think about that, a lot of film festivals are missing out, Brian, on the opportunity because they don't have the vision that you had. It is so important to have a music video category because, first of all, you're adding that whole genre of musicians, singers, songwriters who have music videos and don't have anything to do with them or don't know what to do with them. And it's an excellent opportunity for singers, songwriters, musicians to be in the festival. There are filmmakers there. They hear the song. They know you're the musician or the singer songwriter. You're going to get possibly your song used in their film, or it's an opportunity for them to hire you to write for their next film. So what a brilliant idea on your part to do that. I've been saying this for 11 years now. Nobody listens to me.
The other thing is that a lot of this is the board too. Well, what I did was I suggested we have, cause we had student, student fees the first 2 years where if you're a college student or high school, you know, you get a reduced fee. So this year I said, let's add veterans or military, you know, so you don't have to just be a veteran, but if you are in the military or were in the military, you get the same discount as college students. So that's another
Brian,
thing we added too.
You are so incredibly kind to do that. And I know, I have about 10 or 12 friends that have film festivals, right, who have started them and not just ones that are fly by night, like reputable ones. Like I have a friend that works for Tribeca. Okay, so I can tell you that for you to come up with that idea, none of my other friends have thought of that idea. So that's, as a matter of fact, when I told them, I think a couple of them stole the idea, but I'm not going to say anything. But Brian, that is so kind of you to get that incorporated into the film festival. I hope that's a staying initiative for the
film. Oh, yeah. Our whole board is very pro-military. I mean, Beatrice, who owns the magazine that we're, you know, NSAN that we're going through, she insisted on the veteran charity that we were tied with last year, which unfortunately we're not with this year. And it's nothing bad. It was just, you know, they're having some challenges and I'm not going to go into all that, but let's just say that we still have a charity tied to the film festival also, where we give a portion of submission fees goes to that. And we're also doing where you can now, you know, if you want to sponsor, you know, help sponsor the film festival or do some ads, you know, now on the film festival site, or even if you just want to do ads within SAN, we've got a lot of opportunities there too. So
is the magazine just an online magazine, or is it a physical magazine as well?
Oh no, it's just online. But I tell you, the beauty of that is because I contribute to it, but my column is also in print for What's the Story, another magazine. And they both have, you know, good and bad. I mean, well, actually no bad. They both have good points to it. And the online is, obviously the physical is, it's in people's hands and they still like that. Mm-hmm. But the thing with the online is, especially when I'm doing interviews with actors and directors, they can have their trailer for whatever movie we're discussing, or if the actor's got a demo reel or whatever, right there in the article. And you don't, and you hit it and it plays right there. You don't hit it and then you get to another page. It plays right in front of you. So that's the beauty of an online magazine. That's just one of the things I can think of that a huge bonus.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and Tamara Ordaz is our IT guy, and Lala, she's in, she lives out of the country, so it's hard for me to talk to her. So Beatrice coordinates all of this stuff. That's what this is as far as the magazine goes, but Tamara does an incredible job, and you'll be talking to her in 2 weeks. She does an incredible job editing the stuff. I mean, she makes me look professional, and that's pretty hard to do.
I love Tamara. She is the sweetest thing. Yeah. I swear. I just adore her. She's just such a little gemstone. Now, are the entry and deadline film submissions the same every year? And if not, what are they for this year? Can you let us know? Because people have been asking me, go to the website, and then they come back, I can't find it. So give it to us.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't know why. Like you said, it's right there. I'm like,
maybe
okay.
If we
anyway,
say it, say it out loud.
Ooh. Yeah, so it's the early submission phase is July to the end of July, you know, 1st through the 31st. Then regular submissions, we do 2 months. That gives you a little bit of a chance. You know, if you couldn't get it done by July, you still got, you know, August and September. And then late, because we want to get it finished, you know, we want to announce everybody by, you know, January. So we do August to September is regular, and then October, we only do 1 month of late. I think we extended that a little bit last year, like 2 weeks or something, because there were people, people wait, you know. Which I don't know why, because when I'm submitting stuff, I get in the early phase of everything. And if I don't, you know, I wait till next year. You know, if it's getting late, I'm like, screw it. I'll just wait till next year.
For some reason, I think a lot of filmmakers think that if they submit late, it'll be the first one that'll be screened.
No.
Does it work that way?
I got to tell you, I would rather get my film in early to a film. Mm-hmm. Of course, I could be wrong. There could be, but I mean, that's just the way I looked at it. Get it in there, you know, and I've had them where, okay, so this one in Rome, which I don't think I'm going to be able to go to Italy, unfortunately, but the one that I got in there, Dying with the Devil, D-I-N-E, they let us know, not just me, but everybody that was finalist, they let us know, I mean, this month, and it's not till December because of, you know, hey, you know, if you want to fly out there, you got to make plans. So that's why, you know, trying to get in stuff early is always best, I think. And then I actually have another one next week playing in Kentucky. It's called Bummer. It's a short, another short. This one's like 7 minutes. It's a comedy short. And I that blew me away. That it's gotten a couple of different film festivals. I think it won in one of them, but I did it as a silent film about a guy that doesn't have any socks, and then this guy, rich guy, can buy all the socks he wants, and will he help the bum out? Well, we'll see. So you got to watch it. But so I did it like a silent movie. I don't know why the idea came to me. It's based on a web series I do. So, oh, guess what?
Hello?
You still there?
Oh, I couldn't hear it. I was going, hello, hello, hello.
And, oh, no, I thought no, I lost you.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what happened. But we've got so many things to cover. I want to make sure we fit it all in because it's already 5:30, so we got like a couple more minutes. So I want to make sure I want to cover this NSA thing. Then we're going to move on to your film projects. I couldn't even hear for the last couple minutes. I don't know what the heck you were talking about, but I just went black over here. Oh, no. But that's all right. I'm very organized. I got all kinds of questions lined up for you. Okay. So I have a question from Robin. I actually took a couple people wanted to ask you questions from the last time again you were on here. So I have a girl, Robin, from Hillsdale, New York. I don't know where that is, but I have people who want the, again, this is from the last time you were here, but I carried it over because I said I would. So she wants to know what tips you have for what tips do you have for filmmakers when deciding which film festivals to submit to? Don't end to at the end of a sentence. It's a preposition. But anyway, go ahead, Brian. I digress. Go ahead. I couldn't help it. All right, go ahead.
I always go on and look at the whole film festival. You know, I read it from beginning to end and kind of try to get, I mean, it took me a while to learn this, a couple of years. I like to see what the feel of the festival is so I can determine if I think my film's going to be a good fit. I think you read the description, especially on Film Freeway. It's such an easy site, and they do a great job on Film Freeway with the way it's laid out and everything. So that's the first thing. I would say research the film festival. If there's not a lot on there, you know, if it barely says something like, we love films and here's the prices, I don't know that I would... submit to it. But I would just say, you know what you made, you know the quality, the editing, you know, all those different things. Don't go over your head. You know, the stuff that I have, I don't really go $50, $25, you know, because I need to be a better editor and I need I need some help sometimes with these things. I think I have great ideas sometimes execution, because I'm doing everything myself and I'm self-taught.
Right.
Yeah. So know what level you're at, you know, when you go into these things, and stay at your level until you think, you know, you're starting to, go up a little bit, and, you know, watch your money, because it's easy to spend $400 in one night and you're only submitted to like 10 film festivals. You gotta have a goal.
Don't enter late because it's more expensive. Early. That's terrible. I shouldn't tell you. You like the SF Film Festival. You don't mind people submitting late, but I am saying if you want to save money, you got to submit early, because the later you submit, the more you're gonna pay for sure.
Yeah.
So.
And I think the other thing is. And this is me personally, but you got to look what your goals are with submitting. And one of the things I like to do is try to get it close to where I'm at. I mean, I'll submit, obviously, I'm doing this thing in Rome. I'm not going, but I mean, my film is. But, you know, my mom lives in Atlanta. I got friends down in Fernandina Beach, Florida. I've got friends up in North Carolina. You know, so sometimes I'll say, oh, here's a film festival in Atlanta. It's, you know, and it sounds like it matches what I've got. I'm going to submit to it. If I get accepted, I go over to mom's and maybe bring her to the film festival. You know, so, I mean, there's got to be, what are your goals too? I love going to live film festivals, but I like having online ones too, because you get a lot of promo with those usually, you know. This one that's in Kentucky, we got in the newspaper over there. So, I mean, and it's going to be live. They're going to do it. They're showing the film three nights over there. So I'll be shown three times. And I think it's 17 films or something like that. It's like 5 hours of films that they're going to show. But I just say whatever your goal is with what you got, it's always exciting submitting. It's always exciting getting that laurel, you know, that says official selection or finalist. You know, the one that says winner is nice too.
Yeah.
For you to put on your poster.
Yes.
So, you know, you got to have that all in mind when you go and sit down and start submitting. Right.
But make sure you find film festivals that have the genres and that are known to prefer the type of movies that you're submitting. Not every film
right.
festival
yeah.
is for you. You have to do research, okay?
Yeah.
Don't just submit to anything. And then make sure you always have a budget. People are just so worried about getting the money to be able to. I don't know how filmmakers do this. There are some filmmakers who just want to get the money to start the pre-production and the production. And then they say, oh, I'll worry about the rest later. Oh, gosh, don't do that. Oh, you'll end up with an unfinished film or a film that's finished and you can't do anything because the money ran out. It's just horrible. Don't do that, please. You got to think about having money for marketing and promotion, especially entering it in film festivals. So to finish up the film festival thing, what's great about NSAEN is that you guys offer, you are attached, I guess, or working with, I don't know what the proper word would be for what you're doing, but distributors. So fill in the blank.
we're pimps.
Something
no, I'm
blank
kidding.
Distributors, what? It's one of the
no, what it is we're
the perks,
yeah, partnered is the correct term. And Tamara, that's her end of the one of her many things as a film festival director. She's the executive director. She deals directly with Bob Shammy. And if you've watched a film on Roku and any of the hundreds of channels on Hulu and all those things, you've seen a Shammy Media Group film, because I every time I see it, I go, wow, there's Shammy Media Group again. And what we've done is through Beatrice Connections, partnered with Bob Shammy, and when we judge these films at the end of the film festival, if we've got some that we think Bob will look at, so you've got a chance at distribution, and it's happened. We've had films that have gone to distribution through Shammy Media. Now, what that entails, you know, I can't guarantee, and I can't, you know, once we hand you over to Shammy Media, we're out of the picture, because, you know,
and
there's
when
no
you
reason
when
for
you
us
say
to be there.
Hand over, that means the winner of the NSAE Film Festival. So NSAE.
No, actually, like, no, actually, if you finish in the top three, it depends on what the year is looking like for Shammy Media. We definitely give them the winners, but there's been times when Bob says, give me what you got. So, you know, everybody, some years everybody will get a look. Some years our top winner, you know, in each category, none of, you know, this is spread out along the categories. And then maybe the top three. You know, it just depends. I mean, I can't, we don't have that nailed down in a contract. We do have a contract with them, but we kind of let that loose and open, because that's better for the films. You know, if Bob's wanting to look at a bunch of movies, you know, to see what he can distribute, then we'll give him what he wants, you know. And most of the time, it's got to be full length. So shorts, unfortunately, do not fall into that. But we have another thing for them, and it's called E360 TV, because NSAEN now has what I call an online video channel on Roku, and the channel is E360 TV. If you have a Roku TV or Amazon Fire or Apple TV, you add E360 to your device, whether it be the TV or the little, you know, gadget, and then there is NSAEN on there, and I've got myself, I've got three films on the Sockumentaries on there, Dying with the Devils on there, and then Veterans in Blue. And then Beatrice has some talk show episodes that she's done. Vanessa has DJ Audio Prism. She's on the board too. So now we're looking at, hey, we might, if you want, put you on our channel, and you can say, I've got a show on Roku, I mean, or a short film. So that's what we'll do with the short films and the music videos, should the folks want that.
Hmm. And are you saying that if a person, say they decide they want to take, all right, let's just take me, for example. Say I decided, you know what, I want to start doing my show as a, not a web series, but I want to start filming it, right? So if I start filming it, I have complete episodes, I can say, hey, guys. Hey, Brian and the team, I want to start airing my show with my Emmy, Grammy, award-winning guest on E360 TV. And you say what?
I say you could either do it on No Strings Attached E! News magazine, or if you want to try and just go with Aaron Himes, you know, either way, there's two ways you can do it. We'll certainly go with whatever you want and help you get your own spot on Roku, which is
they would have to have their show fully produced with a back, you know, there's so much software now where you could sit in your damn living room and you put up a green screen and then you can have a really nice background. Anybody can do podcasts right in their home these days. So if they do it and they have the finished product, then they could realistically just come to you and you take a look at it and it's top quality and you want it on the show. And then how would they get it from them to you? How would it go from them to you to air? Is what process would that be?
Well, we obviously look at whatever link they have or whatever that is. But the bottom line is they have to upload it to E360 itself, because there again, we would be more involved in that process than Shammy Media, but we do have a link that we could personally use to put stuff up on our video magazine. Once we said, as a board said, look, this one's good. We like it. It's good quality. Yeah, we'll use it, you know, and that's how that works. But yes, we look at it and then we tell you where to upload.
Yeah, it would be, I would imagine it would all be on the website. So if they go to the NSAN website, is E360 information there, or how would they find out more about that?
They can email me, BrianTShirley@AOL.com. Or, because what we're trying to do is keep that more in-house. We did not put it out widespread to the public, because we're keeping it within the realm of the film festival. But, I mean, there's no problem with this. If somebody wants to email me, you know, and we're talking about it on the air, that's fine. It's just we didn't put it out.
I see a podcast business there, you know, film festival winners. If it's good enough, hey. You know, if it's top quality, why not put it on e360tv.com? We're going to have to discuss that maybe next time you come on, because I want to cover the rest of the stuff. But let's table that for now, because that's exciting. Let's talk about you next weekend. MJ Live, the number one Michael Jackson impersonator in the USA at Savannah Civic Center in Georgia. Now, first of all, MJ Live, is that the name of a person, or is that a show, or what exactly is that? And how the heck did you become the opening act? I mean, obviously you're top quality comedian, but how did it happen? Give us all the scoop.
Jalas Franca is the, he becomes Michael Jackson. MJ Live is the name of the show, and the guy's name is Jalas Franca. And he looks just like Michael. You see the poster because you put it on your, you put it out. So folks, that if you've seen the poster that Priscilla shared, that there you go. Or you can find him on Facebook at MJ Live Savannah.
I can't understand what you're saying. What is his name? Dallas? D-A-L-L-A-S?
J-A-L-L-E-S. Jalas. J-A-L-L-E-S.
Jalas. And then Franca? Yeah. Franca?
Yeah.
Dallas Franca. Okay. So the show is MJ Live, which obviously stands for Michael Jackson Live. And he's the number one impersonator. I would imagine he's got to be opening at the Savannah Civic Center. How the heck did you get that gig, Brian? That's fantastic.
Yeah, you won't believe this. This was back in February this year, and I was still kind of recovering from the heart attack, you know, and I'm like, I mean, I was doing okay, but you're still kind of in a fog. So I saw this thing on, I think it was Gig Masters. I'm a member of Gig Masters and Gig yeah. Salad. And yeah, I just saw this thing, MJ Live, and I was like, here's what's funny about it, Priscilla. So I put in for it, and they must have went and watched my videos and stuff, and they came back, and they said, okay. And then they paid the deposit, and I was like, good. So I'm driving down to Hilton Head about a month ago to go see my sister-in-law and one of my nephews, and I'm driving, and I hear MJ Live at the Savannah Civic Center. Get your ticket. Now, this is in Hilton Head, which is still a little ways from Savannah, and I'm going, MJ Live, and then I hear the date. And I just happened to have my day timer next to me. And I hear the date, September 14th, MJ Live. I went, wait a minute, that sounds familiar. And I look and I'm like, that's the guy I'm opening for. I'm like, oh my God, what?
Because when I got it. You didn't know how huge this was?
Well, no, when I got it, I knew it was a Michael Jackson thing. I was like, MJ Live, what is that? Because it's hard to explain, but when you're on Gigmaster, they don't have a lot of room to give you a description of what everything is. So I just read the description real quick and I thought, oh, it's a guy doing Michael Jackson. Okay, well, I guess this is at a bar or something. You know, that's what I was thinking. I really was. And so I'm riding and I hear that on the radio, MJ Live. And then I go down to Hilton Head again, this time to headline the Comedy Magic Cabaret down there. And this was hilarious. I hear the MJ Live commercial, and then right after it, I hear the commercial for the Comedy Cabaret or whatever where I was going, the Comedy Magic Cabaret. And I'm just sitting there going, well, my name wasn't on either one of them, but that's both the shows that I'm doing. Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, I'm
You're
just sitting there going.
You're doing a comedy act opening for Michael Jackson. You would think there'd be like a music act rather than a comedy
yeah,
act.
Yeah, I know.
That's so bizarre, isn't it? But it's great that you got it.
Yeah. No, I tell you, it depends on the performers, because the last time I opened for a big-time music person was Huey Lewis and the News, and that was at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach about 20 years ago, 15 or 20 years ago. And there's just some performers, for whatever reason, they have a comic go up. Don't ask me why. I guess with Michael Jackson, this impersonator, you know, what would you put up in front of him? You know, so that's kind of that I can understand a little bit, because it's like, what are you going to put up, blues? You know, or rock? You can't put up a heavy rock band. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, so I think that's probably why they go with a comic. I don't know what they do.
I'm excited. I wish I was in Savannah. Oh my gosh, I got people. I got friends in Savannah. I'm going to tell them, you have to go see Brian T. Shirley. Again, anyone who's in Georgia, in Savannah, please go see Brian, because who wouldn't want to see Michael Jackson impersonator? And you can buy tickets at SavannahCivic.com. So real quick, we only got like 2 minutes. I want to talk real quick about your short film that you wrote, directed, and played a supporting role in, Dine with the Devil. Again, it's a finalist at the X World Short Film Festival. It's going to be screened in Rome, Italy. I wish you were going this December. I'm so thrilled for you, though. How cool is that?
I know.
Have friends in Italy. I'm going to tell them, go to the film festival and take a video. And say that. You have just been a busy little acting bee with all your projects. You know, Mark of the Butterfly, Wrong Guy, and now the Good Time music video from the band Ranky Tanky. What? Obviously, we talked about the shorts, the films, self-explanatory. I just got a time to wrap it up. I just got a notice. Okay, let's talk real quick. You got Ancient Socks coming out. I know we talked briefly about that before. It is on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, Roku. It's a little sockumentary, we like to call it, right? A little sockumentary.
Yeah.
Ranky Tanky, what type of band, real quick? Good Time. What were you doing in the music? You in a bikini? What's going on?
Is there a soul, funk, gospel. I mean, they're a mix. They're rinky-tinky is a Gullah term, and if you're on the East Coast, you may have heard of Gullah before. It's West African slaves that grew up on the coast from the Outer Banks down to Jacksonville, Florida. And it's a whole culture, the Gullah culture. And so rinky-tinky means get funky in Gullah, basically. And so they're a jazz, funk, soul.
What you doing in there?
I play a landlord that's trying to close down a bar. I give them a bill collector. I give them a eviction notice. And then the band shows up, does a concert, collects money. I show back up to see if they're, you know, going to pay. They hand me all this cash, and I'm happy now. So I go dance.
Is this on YouTube? Can we see it on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
I'll send it to your Facebook page.
I'm gonna go send that link to me. But I would imagine anyone go to YouTube, type in "Good Time" from Rinky Tanky, and you'll see Brian. Oh my gosh! Well, I'm excited.
I'll send it to you.
I'm so. You see, you and I get on the phone. We need 3 hours minimum, 3 to 5 hours, because it's already my show is over already. We never get to finish anything. I've got 6 questions that I got from people when the notices went out. I apologize. We're gonna have to do part 3 by the end of the year.
That's
okay, fine. So go to BrianTShirley.com. Send him an email. Give him a like, a thumb. Follow him. Definitely go see him at the Savannah Civic Center. Check out his film, Dine with the Devil. I would imagine it'll be roaming around somewhere. Mark the Butterfly, Wrong Guy. And definitely go to YouTube. At least you can give him a little finger, a little thumb for Good Time, the music video band. And new project, Ancient Socks. Now, is that on YouTube? I want to see that too.
No, it's the trail. The teaser just came out. We're still writing that one. And we still got to put the script together and cast it.
That's perfect. Yeah. We're going to come back and talk about Ancient Socks when you come back, because that cracks me up, that documentary. I can't get over that. All right, Brian, as usual, thank you so, so much for coming on the show. Next time I'm going to say we need 2 hours. I'm going to have to get an extra hour next time, because we can go. We can talk. And say goodbye to your fans. And a little shout out to Michael Jackson, wherever he may be. You're going to have the best guy opening for you in the world. Just know you're all right, right?
I'm gonna get up there and I'm gonna try to moonwalk, and it's gonna sound like popcorn because there's ligaments and stuff gonna
cracking and creaking. Your knees will be blanked. Be cracking.
Yeah.
Add extra fun to the show. All right. Well, thank you so much, Brian. As always, it's a blast having you on. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Say goodbye, Brian.
Hey, close bye, folks. Show. Thanks for everything.
Close him out the show.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.